Homemade Hit Show, number 50.
This is a song called the Mogzrovich Domofon. It's been in my country, there is a problem.
In my country, there is a problem. And that problem is transport. It takes very, very long. Because Kazakhstan is big. Throw transport down the well.
Come on!
So my country can be free. So my country can be free. We must make travel easy. Then we have a big party. In my country there is problem. And that problem is the Jew. They take everybody's money. They never give it back.
Throw the Jew down the well. So my country can be free.
So my country can be free.
You must have him by his horns. Then we have a big party. If you see the Jew coming, you must be careful of his.
To avoid any controversy on the Homemade Hit Show, those of you who are not familiar with Barat, Barat is the alter ego character of a Jewish guy. The irony of that piece was all of the country western bar customers just joining in with the song. Welcome to the show. Lots of talking this week, a fairly mellow show, but we'll start with a rockin' song. This is Let's Play Pretend by This Love Machine.
Around his face, but his eyes stayed young with gray.
Okay, bit of a sudden end to that one, but that was Let's Play Pretend by This Love Machine, and it was recorded in Sonar Producer. Okay, welcome to the Homemade Hit Show, www.homemadehitshow.com, homemadehitshow.com/forum. And before I forget, I wanted to say a thank you to Len Esparza. I used to work with Len, and he'd made a donation to the show, so thanks to Len for that. This week, a little bit of talking, a couple of new things, some fairly laid-back songs, so we'll try and keep it interesting, but maybe we'll fail, as often happens. This is the 50th show, but I'm not really into that kind of stuff, so I'm just going to let it go and make it regular show like it normally is. We're going to hear from Zoetrope later on, and we've got hopefully a good guy of the week and a dumbass of the week, and so I'm looking for some help with those ideas. Let's keep on with some music, though, now, and we'll start with the next song. This is Morning Glad House by St. Lucie.
Hi, my name's Mark. This song's called Morning Glad House. It's off my second EP called Loyal. It was recorded in my friend's bedroom into Logic Audio, and I gave it to a lady for a Valentine's present. I hope you like it. Visit me online at myspace.com/St. Lucie. See ya.
Your books around, I see they, my mind has changed. can't rearrange the days I was away from you. On the radio, it's a shame, my eyes are strained. Maybe I can sing away this pain, 'cause I love you.
You're listening to the Homemade Hit Show.
Hello, hello. This is Carter from the Midnight Surf Party. This song is called Palm Trees. How cliche. Basically, I've got a couple electric guitars going here. They were played through my Vox, mic'd with a Samson Q7 dynamic microphone. The vocals were recorded on my brand new Rode NT1A. I mixed it all down in Logic Express 7 on my iBook. And, by the way, the drums were processed with the SSL Listen Mic Compressor, which is a free plugin you can get from the SolidStateLogic.com website. If you like the stuff, you can check it out at either purevolume.com or myspace.com/midnightsurfparty.
Good song there. That was Palm Trees, How Cliche by Carter Mankey. And I have to say, that had one of the longest intros that I've had to edit down. So keep those intros short, snappy, not too many pauses, not too many ums and ahs. And before that, you heard Morning Gladhouse by St. Lucy. Just going to do the first of my suggested by John Tully, The Cracks, The Good Guy of the Week. A little bit of a counterbalance to the Dumbass of the Week. If you want to make me a little jingle for the Good Guy of the Week, let me know. Hopefully I can find one. I got to admit, this week was a little bit of a struggle. So this week's Good Guy of the Week is Peter Jenner, Pink Floyd's first manager, who later on managed T-Rex, The Clash, Ian Dury, Billy Bragg, and who he still manages today. And he's also Secretary General of the International Music Managers Forum. And he doesn't pull his punches. His description was, and I'll edit the words, but the major four music labels today are totally effed. Digital music pricing has been a scam where the consumer is paying for manufacturing distribution and yet they have to do all the work themselves and still have to pay more. He's optimistic that for almost everyone else, indie labels, musicians, songwriters, and entrepreneurs, as well as the network's providers, the future's going to be bright. But the big four know that the DRM era is nearly over. So most countries in the world within 2 or 3 years will have a blanket licensing regime. So I'll post the article I got that from. So Peter Jenner is my first Good Guy of the Week. Okay, another thing I wanted to mention this week. I won a prize I mentioned last week on the Project Studio Network, which you can check out at www.projectstudionetwork.com. Turns out I don't really need what I won. So I talked to the guys over there, and they say that it's okay to give it away on this show. So I have a product called Guitar and Drum Trainer from Renegade Minds. And just read this out. Guitar and Drum Trainer is the ultimate musician's MP3 audio player. We've all heard the guru say, gradually build speed, and we know that's true. Nobody starts off blazing like Bach, Paganini, Vai, or that guy I can't pronounce. Speed and accuracy take practice, and the Guitar and Drum Trainer can help you improve the quality of your practice time. So if you want to win that, just send me an email. Put in their guitar and drum trainer in the title, and I will make a draw in a week or so. And one last little bit of talking here before I move along. When you send me the songs, it's really helpful if you don't use You Send It. What I do here is I get the songs, give them a quick listen, catalog them, and keep the emails ready to go for future shows. And, of course, You Send It expires after 7 days, so don't use You Send It. And your song's far more likely to get played.
Tony Lisa, stop talking so much.
What was that? Oh, okay. I guess we better get on with the song then. This one next up is Right Here in My Dream by Denise Vasquez.
Night, I walked for miles across an old shaky bridge. When I reached the other side, I was greeted by a young boy. His name was Bill. He went down to the ground and cried. He told me he was lost. Thank you. see blue butterflies dance around us, all around us, if you will. We reach for the butterflies, began to fly up to the stars.
This is Michael Butler from the Rock and Roll Geek Show, rockandrollgeek.com, and you're listening to the Homemade Hit Show.
Sometimes it's hard to let things go.
I feel that I could miss tragedy.
Okay, there, long and fade out there. That was How It Was by Martin Gilman. And before that, you heard Right Here in My Dream by Denise Vasquez. Kind of feel like I'm running out of time on the show this week, but we're going to introduce another little segment that I'm also looking for a introduction song for. This is, I was going to call it Tony's 30-second product reviews, then it was going to be 60-second product reviews. So now we're just going to call it Tony's really short product reviews. So this is kind of anything that takes my interest. Could be movies, CD, mainly music-related software and instruments, that kind of thing. Just going to cut it down. We've got lots of shows out there, Home Recording, Odyssey, and all these other ones doing long reviews. I'm going to do the short reviews. So this week's version of Tony's really short product reviews is the Zoom H4. So the Zoom H4 is a, what does it call it here? It's a handy mobile field stereo recorder with four tracks. Also, it can be used as an audio interface. It has guitar effects. Records at 24-bit 96 kHz. It's got two built-in mics. It takes XLR mics. It provides phantom power. It works by USB or from a secure digital media card. And the only drawbacks we've seen so far is that it doesn't have drums or bass machine, and it's field recording more than anything else, I think. Kind of falls between two stools. So that's my quick review. It's a recommended product. I know they like it over, I think it was Project Studio Network, and most of the content here came from Zoetrope's review that you can find on the 209 forum, and I'll link in. So check out the Zoom H4 for your recording needs. Okay, see how much better that would be if it had a little song around it? Kind of like this one.
The Dumbass of the Week.
Okay, that was an all-new Dumbass of the Week jingle there, re-recorded by Zoetrope. And I still had to take the bass out of it because it's booming away. Okay, this week's Dumbass of the Week, kind of a slightly different one. I'll post this on the forum, but we heard about these Silver Rock Signature amp knobs. They're great amp knobs that apparently can improve your sound. And the interesting thing about these amp knobs is they are $450 each. And this is for real. So this week's Dumbass of the Week is anyone who buys Silver Rock Signature amp knobs at $450 each.
The Dumbass of the Week.
Okay, last part of the show then. Every week or some, most weeks we've had Zoetrope on doing something stupid. But this week he wants to talk to you about a rather serious cause. So please give a listen to Zoetrope's public service announcement.
I'd like to talk to you about a very serious problem in the world today. You may be aware of this problem. There's a class of people that have a problem that you, all of you listening to the Homemade Hit Show, can help with. These are people who run websites and kindly post ads on them to defray the costs. It is your responsibility to click on these ads and help these poor people out. All it takes is one click a day and you can make a difference in someone's life. So please click on the ads at www.homemadehitshow.com, as well as the ads running on the 209 forum where the Homemade Hit Show forum is hosted. You can make a difference. And even though these ads are run by Google, they do not unleash the Google bots. Thank you for paying attention.
No. Thank you, Zoetrope. That is a very important subject, something everybody needs to take seriously. Click on those ads, guys. It's how we keep it all free. All right, that's it then. Please stop by the forum, www.homemadehitshow.com/forum. Remember to send me your Christmas songs. I gave you some warning here. We got plenty of time, so let's get a Christmas song show. Last year we played some traditional songs that were kind of original versions of Christmas carols and that kind of thing. So that's it for this week. I'll be back with you next week. We'll finish up with a really good song here. This is Where the Horses Roam by Andrew Brock.
Won't you take us home? We've been drifting on. Take us down to the ragged heath and the forest deep, where the horses all roam free. Oh, Solon, don't despair, my friend.
that we've been drifting, but we're near the end. So alive beneath the trees, reunited with our families. Take us home where the horses all roam free. Take us home where the horses all roam free. Take us home where the horses all roam free. Take us home where the horses roam. And lead us to that place you know, where the heather grows and the horses all roam free. With solemn borders in your grasp, and lay us gently down to rest by the abbey in that beautiful place at the heart of the forest green. Take us home where the horses all roam free. Take us home where the horses all roam free. Take us home where the horses all roam free. Take us home where the horses roam.
Thank you for listening to the Homemade Hit Show. Now please step away from the podcast.